Welcome to the Fashionista Life, where we talk about fashion, interior design, parenting, and everything that encompasses the lifestyle of a fashionista. You can't help but smile with our host, Jennifer Johnson, a true fashionista and lifestyle expert, coming to you live from Naples, Florida.
Welcome to the Fashionista Life podcast. I am your host, Jennifer Johnson. If you found yourself here, it may mean that you're looking for courage, clarity, or confidence in your life. Or maybe you just want to be entertained, and that is great as well. Let's go ahead and get started. Today, we welcome into the studio Melissa Severance. She is a leadership and career coach and is also an HR consultant and training specialist. Welcome.
I'm so glad to be here, Jennifer.
We made this happen fast.
We did. We met and here we are.
I know. It's so awesome. Yeah. We actually met at a Toastmasters meeting, which is so amazing. If people don't know about Toastmasters, definitely look it up.
Yeah.
It really helps you hone your skill. So let's talk about you. What brought you to where you are today?
Yeah. So a couple chapters within my career that got me here as a solo entrepreneur and owner of Inspire Big Dreams, coaching and consulting. So I think, you know, you start something because you don't know really what you want to do when you grow up, right?
Right.
So I decided to, you know, after college, go into something in business. Didn't know what I wanted to actually do. I was good at math.
So, oh my gosh. Something I am not, but I'm glad you are.
Yeah. So I was good at numbers. So everybody told me to go into accounting. You can never go into accounting and business unless you have the education, but you could do other things in business. Great, great advice. So I did that, but I realized I don't love numbers. I don't like being in spreadsheets. I love people. I love being around people. I'm a people person. So I realized I needed to do something different. So I worked at Ernst & Young for 5 years in audit. Loved working in a big company, loved interacting with my clients, just didn't love the work I was doing for them. So then I transitioned into an accounting consulting firm 5 years later, still doing accounting, but they were growing. They were only 100 people at that point.
Only
100.
I mean, from Ernst & Young.
Yes. It's a totally different change in cultures, mindset, everything. But it was very entrepreneurial. I loved it. And they allowed me to go into HR with no experience in it.
Wow.
So I was able to grow the HR department there for 15 years and really got to go into every different facet and go around, you know, going down the road of having it grow from 100 to 1,000, which was an amazing ride.
Oh my gosh, that's a lot of people.
It was really amazing. So really focused on leadership development for the whole firm, employee engagement. Of course, anything HR related, and training everyone there. And I also had a big part in the talent acquisition and growing it. So that was really rewarding. And throughout my whole time of doing all those different activities, I really figured out that the one thing I really loved the most was helping people get where they wanted to go, you know, making their dreams happen. And that's where, you know, after 15 years there, you know, I loved it. I got so much out of it. It was just ready for me to go after what I really wanted to do with the rest of my career. I always did everything they needed me to. Can you head up this department? Can you do this project?
The yes lady.
Yes. They called me the jack of all trades. I did a little bit of everything. And I realized I wanted to do that for myself, the items that I was passionate about.
Good for you.
So I always loved the coaching piece of my job. So I decided to continue consulting with them for about a year and go back and get my coaching certification. Never went to a big college. So I decided to go over to USC and do it. It was a 6 month program, like a long weekend every month, which was really exciting for me because never been on a big campus like that, going to the classes. So did that and, you know, just started doing coaching and brought in a lot of other my talents that I've gotten from the HR experience I got at that firm, the Siegfried Group, and started doing trainings. And then from there, you know, did more HR consulting because that's my background. And so I have three services I give to my clients. But my true love is coaching. I love helping people get where they want to go, make their dreams come true, transform, innovate, and take action.
That is amazing. And I really want to talk about So you're passionate about working with people and helping them make their dreams come true.
Yeah.
You have created this event here locally in Naples called Disrupt. Let's talk. I really want to know about Disrupt. Like, how did you come up with this idea? Yeah. How did you get everybody to be on the same field to say, yes, I want to do this?
Yeah. I stumbled across it. You know, I do a lot of speaking engagements and there was, I saw this event in Philadelphia called Disrupt Philadelphia. And I put my hour speaking presentation in there because I thought it was a whole hour speaking engagement. I get picked for it and I realize it's only 5 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, okay, I got to figure out how to bring this whole hour content down to 5 minutes. And I still went up to Philadelphia because my family's from there. And that's why I put in for it. I was like, oh, this will be great. I'll have a nice video to do a speaking engagement, you know, to give as a speaking reel. So I go up and do it and I just love the energy of it. I loved all the different content you were leaving with, you know, at that event, they had 10 speakers, and you got 10 different ideas and, perspectives to go and, you know, transform, be innovative. And I love the experience so much. And it was very challenging because in that 5 minutes, you have 15 slides every 20 seconds.
Oh my gosh.
So it's timed and you have to be really on. So you have, and I'm a speaker that just says what I want
to
say.
To the point.
Yes. Yeah. And I can go in different directions. Well, right. Yes. It's really nice. Very, conversationalist kind of in my speaking. But I realized that this was a totally different ballgame and it was very challenging. But once I did it and finished it, I loved it. And I thought I have to bring this down to Naples where I'm living now.
And you were bitten by the bug.
I was. Yeah. So it's in 137 cities across the US and in Europe. And it's in mostly big cities, but I think Naples is ready for it. We are doing a lot of great things down there, down here. And, you know, we need innovation. We are concentrated on the future of work and, it's topics that everybody, any leader needs to know about. Leadership development, talent strategy, future of work. Some people are talking about AI. Just all the topics that we need to know more about. And
so tell us about the event, how many speakers you have and what the date is and where it's at. And
absolutely. So it's coming up April 26th at 5:30 at the Hilton in Naples. It's a night event and we're going to have 15 speakers. I upped it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I had so many people put in for speaker applications.
I didn't even know about this.
Yes. Well, you're going to be at one of the future ones, I promise you. So,
I mean, I'm attending. Absolutely. Yes, but
yeah, we're going to have two a year going forward. And we have amazing sponsors. We have some live music. We have some non-for-profit partners in the mix. And I'm also partnering with HR Collier because there is a big component of HR in this because that's what you need when you're dealing with people. But it's not just for HR. It's for any leadership, any business owners, entrepreneurs. I have entrepreneurs and business owners on stage as well, too. I have somebody from Gardner. So it's a variety of people up there that you're going to be able to get some really great innovative ideas from.
That is so awesome. I can't wait for the event.
Yeah, me too. I'm really excited about it.
It'll be very fun and a lot of things that we'll be able to learn from that. And thank you so much for bringing that to Naples. Is your closet overflowing or maybe your kids' closets are as well? Or maybe you want to redecorate your home. If you're wondering what to do with all that stuff that you've accumulated, bring it all to True Fashionistas or even ship it to them for free and they'll sell your unwanted items for you. They take away all the hassle by doing all the work and all you have to do is sit back and collect your money. You can reach out to them online at truefashionistas.com, come into the store or check them out on Facebook or Instagram and that is truefashionistas.com. Welcome back, friends. Today, we're in the studio with Melissa Severance. She's a leadership and career coach and also HR consultant and training specialist. We're talking about her event that's coming up on April 26th, right?
Correct.
And it's called Disrupt
HR.
Disrupt HR. And talking about HR, kind of on the same lines, but mindfulness and wellness initiatives and how that may relate to things that could be talked about at your Disrupt event or how that relates to HR.
Yeah, I feel HR has the right position to really make sure that we're really helping our people combat the stress, anxiety that they're going through. Everybody's burnout. So we really need to make sure we have the right wellness activities within the firm to really help our people mm-hmm. really thrive. And we're definitely going to be talking about that at that event. I actually am speaking on mindful minutes, okay. how to bring mindfulness into your workday a minute at a time. How to break up your stress, mm-hmm. Take a minute out to breathe and do other creative ways of practicing mindfulness. Mm-hmm. We also have another speaker that is going to be talking about how to get that harmony, that balance
oh, yes.
within your work
right.
and life. I don't think there's really a balance. I call it a kind of a harmony. You mm-hmm. have to find synergy and really how to, you know, perform at your best. And that's all mindfulness is. I think mindful leadership is really coming into your own and figuring out how to show up as your best self, the right Absolutely. Presence for you and for everybody around you.
Mm-hmm. I was just talking with someone else about this, about, you know, making those lists of this is my worry list and having mm-hmm. something by your bedside, kind of mm-hmm. journaling yeah. where you can have something by your bedside and you can, I wake up in the middle of the night going, oh, you know, yeah. and I write mm-hmm. it down and then it's kind of out of your mind.
Yeah.
And then a list during the day of I need to do this, this, and this. And I love the feeling of crossing it off. I'm a yeah. pen and paper kind of gal. I can't do it on my phone.
Yeah. One perspective of my mindfulness I deal with list is instead of saying I have to do this, I get to do this. Having a different mindset. Mm-hmm. It's a positive activity that you're doing.
Right.
Instead of I have to mark this off, mm-hmm. I get to do this. A lot of people don't get to do some of the amazing things that we do in life right. and each day.
You're so right about that. We have to change the mindset because mm-hmm. it will change our attitude around it for sure. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to do some speed round questions. Okay, These are some of my favorites because it's just quick little tidbits and little insightful things that we can get to know a little bit more about you.
Yeah.
Ambition or talent? What means mm-hmm. more to success?
For me, it's ambitious. Being ambitious, being putting yourself out there, having passion for what you're doing. I feel like you can always develop the talent and also leverage other people's talents to be successful.
Amen. I love that. Yeah. I love that. I was just talking to someone about you can't create that fire in the belly. It's not something that you're going to go to any college and learn. Yeah. You have it or you don't.
Exactly. So, and if you don't want to do it, you're not going to be successful and take action.
That's very true. If you're giving advice to someone just starting out a business, what would it be?
Yeah. I think just believe in yourself and know that you're doing the right things. You might not be doing everything right yet, but mm-hmm. you are doing the right things and moving in the right direction. And it's not a straight line. Success
so
in
true.
A business is a real wiggly line. Mm-hmm. And we have to go through the journey, the ups and downs, mm-hmm. and know that as many downs we'll have even better highs along the road.
That's great. And what has been your greatest achievement in your life as of right now?
I think it's just saying yes and taking chances and reinventing myself. You know, having three chapters, going from accounting to HR and now an entrepreneur with coaching. I think saying yes and knowing that there could be a fourth chapter or a fifth mm-hmm. chapter, and maybe this disrupt is going to make a whole new chapter for myself. Just right. keep trying and keep saying yes and keep getting outside of my comfort zone.
Now, let's talk about reinventing yourself. What mm-hmm. was the hardest part of that?
I think doing everything on my own, because I had a big, huge team when I was working in corporate, I had to figure out where do I use my expertise and mm-hmm. my strengths, my unique ability, and when to use it for other, like leveraging others. Mm-hmm. I feel like sometimes we think we have to do it all as a solo entrepreneur, and we really don't. You have to ask for advice. You need other people to help. You can't True. Do it yourself. Even if you don't have a team, there's ways of leveraging in other ways to be successful.
And I'm sure you've heard of the term hire for your weaknesses.
Yeah.
That's something that has taken me a long time
mm-hmm. yes.
to figure out. Yeah. But when you do it, that's another yeah. freeing feeling.
Absolutely. I love marketing and Canva, but mm-hmm. it takes me forever to do something.
Mm-hmm.
But even though I enjoy it, I could be doing it for hours, but I'm not getting done that quickly.
Right.
So I have to use my marketing person to help me with that. You have to let go of some of the things to be successful sometimes.
You're
too.
Right. If you know that it's taking you, you stumble here or there. Mm-hmm. Higher for those pain points.
Yeah.
It will take you further.
Yeah. And sometimes you got to focus on some things that maybe isn't the funnest or mm-hmm. where you want to spend your time, but that's where you'll get successful.
Right. Exactly. I agree yeah. with that. So let's talk a little bit more about Disrupt.
Yeah.
So if our listeners want to get tickets, because yeah. This is going to be out there. I know you've advertised mm-hmm. it on Facebook and I think I've seen it on LinkedIn.
Absolutely.
I've seen it in a lot of different places, but how can we get the word out? How do they get tickets? How you said the event starts at 5:30?
Yeah, it's 5:30. If you come a little earlier, I will have a ribbon cut in.
Okay.
I have not done that yet. So the chamber is going to come out. We're going to celebrate and do a champagne toast, but 5:30 until 8:30-ish. It might go a little bit longer since I added a few more speakers.
From 10 to 15. Oh my gosh.
They're all amazing.
And they're 5 minutes.
They're 5 minutes each. Really quick. So I think it just, it'll be more compelling that way. Mm-hmm. It'll be a great learning experience and a great networking experience as well. So to get tickets, there is a LinkedIn page for Disrupt HR Naples. You can also come to any of my social pages. I'm very involved in Facebook, Instagram, and also LinkedIn.
Okay.
You can buy the tickets on Eventbrite.
Okay.
So if you have any questions, just come to me, Melissa, at Inspire Big Dreams, or inspirebigdreams.com is my website.
Perfect.
And then social, just look up for Melissa Severance and you'll find me.
Fabulous. Yeah. Awesome. I can't wait for the event. It sounds very
exciting.
I'm
so excited about it and I'm so glad you're going to be there, Jennifer.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for coming on the podcast today.
Oh, thank you.
And thank you, friends, for joining me today and every week here on The Fashionista Life, brought to you by True Fashionistas. If you want a deeper dive, head to my website, thefashionistalife.com, to sign up for my weekly newsletter where we take a deeper dive each week into a new topic. Have a fabulous day.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of The Fashionista Life. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review. That helps others find the show, and we really appreciate it. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the next episode of The Fashionista Life.